Bible reading number 95, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 25. Love Yahweh, your God. Moses said, Listen, O people of Israel, Yahweh our God is one Yahweh. You must love the always present one, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These words which I am commanding you today will be on your heart, and you must teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. You must write them down and tie them to your arms as a sign, and they will be on your forehead between your eyes to remind you, and you must write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. The always present one, your God, will bring you into the land which he vowed to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. God will give it to you. The land has large, beautiful towns that you did not build. The houses there are full of all kinds of good things that you did not supply. They have cisterns carved out that you did not dig. There are vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. After you have eaten as much as you want, be sure that you do not forget the always present one. He is the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of slavery. You must revere Yahweh your God. Serve only him. Make your vows in his name. Do not chase after other gods, the gods of the ethnic groups who are surrounding you. Why? Because Yahweh your God is a jealous God. He is present with you. If you worship other gods, then the always present one, your God, will become angry with you, and he will destroy you from off the surface of the earth. You must not test the always present one, your God, as you did at Massah. Be very careful to obey the commands of the always present one, your God. Obey the testimonies and the laws that he has commanded you, and you must do whatever the always present one sees as good and right, so that things will go well for you. Then you will go in and capture the good land which the always present one promised to your ancestors. As you go in, he will force out all of your enemies, just as the always present one has said. In the future, your son will ask you, What is the meaning of the testimonies, the laws, and the rules which the always present one, our God, has commanded you? Then you will tell your son, We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, but the always present one brought us out of Egypt by his great power. He performed great and awesome signs and miracles. He did them to Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to his whole family, right in front of our very eyes. Yes, the always present one brought us out of there. He wanted to bring us here to give us the land which he vowed to our ancestors. Now Yahweh has commanded us to obey all of these laws, and we must always revere Yahweh, our God, for our own good. This has preserved us until the present time. If we are careful to do every commandment in the presence of Yahweh, our God, just as he has commanded us, then it will be righteousness for us.